Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board to order. It is April 13th, 2017, and if you would please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone, such as it is, for braving the windstorm and the dust. This evening, we have Jocelyn Torres, who is excused. She's not going to be here tonight. But introduction of the board members. To my far right is Paul Thomas, board member. Earl Barbeau, board member. I'm Danielle Walliser, chair. And Jill Leva, secretary. And Max Carter, board member. Confused because my old boss's name was Carter. And Tamara Williams, Christian Kiliani's town liaison, and Maria, your last name?
Caseco,
with comprehensive planning for Title 30, and your name was?
Leveny, Ohene.
Okay, and she's also your like a deputy manager in planning, comprehensive planning. So we have two people from planning here tonight. I didn't miss anybody, right? Okay. Moving on, just general comments. Not that there's a whole lot of people here, but turn your cell phones off or put them on vibrate so you don't interrupt. We are an advisory board. Action here is recommendation advisory in nature to either the Planning Commission or the County Commission, and you must follow up with your scheduled Planning Commission or BCC meetings after we take action tonight. We just ask that you keep your conversations outside, not that we'll have that trouble tonight. So with that in mind, I'd like to open the meeting for the public comment section. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. We will discuss the items, and you will have the opportunity to comment when the item comes up, but we have general comments for the general public about items listed on this agenda. So if you wish to speak, stand, give us your name, address, and give us your comment. And at this time, I'll entertain comments from the general public. Seeing none, I'll close comments. That will move on to the approval of the March 30th, 2017 minutes. I'll entertain a motion for that.
Move to approve.
We have a motion for approval of the March 30th, 2017 minutes. Signify all in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to item number four, approval of agenda for this evening, April 13th, 2017. Entertain a motion for approval of tonight's agenda.
Move to approve.
Have a motion to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. We are now in item number five, informational items. We have Title 30 folks here that are going to give us information on it's number one, discuss and review an ordinance to update the parking requirements and parking lot design standards in the Unified Development Code and direct staff accordingly for possible action.
Good evening. I'm Leveny Ohene with Comprehensive Planning. I'm here to update you on the parking study that we've been working on. This This is phase two of that parking study. The original one was concluded about a year and a half ago, and we went into phase two. And the conclusion of the entire study, we hope, will result in an ordinance to make some changes to portions of our parking code. The original study started with just kind of looking at the code and seeing that some of the parking portions of the code, such as the commercial parking for the code, large shopping centers, places of worship, the resorts, and some of the smaller parking lots and the industrial parking. We realized over the years, especially with the resort, there's a built-in 30% reduction in parking that they all can get as a matter of course. It's written in the code. They request a 30%, they get it. And that's a deviation. So with a deviation, you really do not have to prove hardship. So typically, they all ask for that parking reduction. So in looking at it, most of them operate with this 30. Some request it, but never really use it. So the thought 2 years ago, before they started charging for parking, was if they are granted that 30% all the time, then we should go back and look at the code and look at the use. Now, to do the study, consultants were hired, and they went out, not on the highest days, because if you use the highest days, it skews it. We went on regular days that were high, but not like on Super Bowl or any of, you know, like huge conventions. We use days that are typically heavy. And it proved that about the 30% portion of the parking was not used at these locations. We did both the neighborhood and strip hotels. So with that conclusion, the recommendation was to drop their parking by that 30% that they always received anyway. But of course, if they wanted to provide more than the 30, they're welcome. But most of them operate about that. It's very rare that you get variances to reduce it over and above the 30. A few of the properties on the strip have that, like the Cosmopolitan. Their parking was always an issue from the very beginning. So they have that, they have about 34% reduction in parking. Everybody else operates and within the 30 or even more than all the required, like Wynn will ask for it but never really drop down to the 30. The other one that proved the point was these very large shopping centers. The Walmart shopping centers, you see a sea of parking, all the malls, a sea of parking most of the year, except for Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, or the day before Christmas. Those are high days. The study also proved the point with this diagram that really a lot of property was wasted creating seas of parking. And basically this diagram shows this is what the code requirement typically is. Then the developer actually builds 10, 20, 30% more. And then the usage, even on those heavy days, not in November or December, but heavy days, you could kind of see really they really didn't use all of it. And now what happens is then they all come back and start building pad sites all over. But there is really no pattern to how they build these pad sites. They just kind of place it, line it up in front, so you have the larger center in the back, then they line it. So most people try to park closer to the buildings and then the middle. So the intent of the study is also to kind of look at the design of these shopping centers and create more pedestrian-friendly access to all the buildings instead of building it the way they are. So really the recommendation on this was to reduce the parking to what is really used. Now there's been some of the stakeholders, and we went through stakeholders, and they kind of understood, but some of them were still worried that maybe if it was dropped, it would be too much. Also, there was also concern about the smaller retail shopping centers, what you consider suburban shopping centers, which are these strip centers, where the developer comes, there's one pad site they build, then the next. But then popular restaurants and things go in, but the parking is calculated, especially for the 25,000 square foot shopping centers, which is a mix of uses that were issues. So we went back and looked at it. So we graduated the parking, so for about 25,000 to about 50, we kept at the five, we actually increased to 5 per thousand. Then when you went up to 100, it drops to the 4 per thousand, which is the current code. And then when you have the larger from 100,000 plus, we dropped that to 3, because it proved the point that the larger shopping centers with the whole mix of things, there was too much parking being provided. We looked at the places of worship and we realized that really with the places of worship, there was no need to touch it. Really, if you look at some of the smaller conversions from residences, you need more parking. And even for the large churches, it didn't matter if they even exceeded parking on high holidays, such as Easter, Christmas, when everybody wants the blessing. They might need more, but then you really don't do parking based on those high days. You base it on average days. So we've gone through all the process, talked to the town boards before. This is the second go around to see where everybody is. You've had time to look at it, to think about it. So we're going to all the urban town boards to kind of get your recommendation, direction, blessing. What we did this time was send the draft to everyone so that you can have time to look at it. And then let us know where you stand on it. We have a schedule as to when it would go to the board. And it depends on the board, really, on it. So the schedule is by June, if everybody's okay, that the ordinance get changed. But that's just a schedule we've... the consultants will end the study by June, whichever way it goes. We're looking at, growth management, sustainability, all these things, and all these seats of parking. And for the strip parking, the land is very expensive. So if they really do not have to do the 30%, should they really park it? And for the large shopping centers, it's basically the same concept. There's also things in about bicycle parking, also providing drop-off areas for all. A lot of people use Lyft and Uber now, so design the shopping centers to kind of accommodate that, provide some bicycle parking for those areas that people buy. And then what we also realized was when you do parking lots, the diamonds really don't work, because people put trees in it, never really maintain it, and when they die, they don't replace it. So we were proposing redesigning of the islands in the parking lot and also creating more pedestrian pathways to get people safely from the parking lots to the buildings. End of my presentation, so if you guys have any questions or clarifications.
Okay. We've seen this before. We all got copies, I think, at the board. We don't have to make any kind of a motion tonight or recommendation. I'm going to open it up for any other comments the board might have tonight on this. And if not, go ahead, Paul.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
When a 30% reduction that they normally ask for, and you said you're going to start giving them that 30% right off the bat, is that what it is?
What it is, now they get it that way. So if the board always approves it, what happens today is they calculate the parking based on what the count is.
Right.
Then under a special use permit, they can ask to deviate up to that 30%. So they all ask for it. Some of them use it, some of them need it, like the Venetian and Palazzo. They're one of the few that really kind of dropped it and needed it. I mean,
they keep it, they don't ask for 30%.
They ask for the 30%.
They do.
Everybody asks for it, but some will provide a little bit more. MGM, because they own from Harmon, which is City Center, all the way to Tropicana when they did the arena, and then they also own south of Tropicana, they had to actually ask for a waiver. But then now they're building a garage, so then it will go back to that 30%. So they all ask for it. So when we looked at it, and the study proved that really, except for maybe a few days a year, that the 70% that they were providing was all they needed, really.
Okay. What's going to stop them from asking for more after this?
Well, what it is the parking count is not being dropped to, you know, so the way, if you look at a table, the way it's 0.7 for the different rooms. So we're reducing it to kind of, now all they are required is to provide what would have been 70% of today's count. Now, they can always provide more.
And they can always ask for less.
That takes a waiver of development standards, and the board, and all these applications go to the board. The board can tell them no. Very few today have actually asked for it. We always recommend denial. So once we've dropped it, if you want to go less than that 70%, it's a waiver where you have to prove why, and we always recommend denial on it. They also ask for 50% when 50% reduction during construction, because some of them, as they're constructing new things, they need to drop it down. Yeah, and with those, we say yes, but they bring it always back to what they need. So the 30%, if you already given it to them, then if you drop it to the 30%, now you can really evaluate what is really needed. If they come in, let's say somebody comes in and says, I want 35%.
You have to. They keep charging more for parking. Yeah. Parking out there.
I know, that's the comment we've gotten from everybody. It's, why are we doing this when they charge for parking? But, you know, what's the correlation is not that we're looking at it as what parking they supply. But maybe if their business goes down, then it might stop. You know.
Thank you. Earl, anything?
Well, no, I think what they're doing is fine, and I think Las Vegas, with my opinion, this is my opinion, I'm not trying to tell anybody to do anything, we were blessed in Las Vegas, because our town, it really didn't develop until after a lot of modern conveniences were invented, like suburban shopping centers, things like that. City like New York and Philadelphia, Chicago, houses came first, and then there was no room to put these things. Well, Las Vegas, the land was cheap until the 1980s, really. And so when developers would come, they could build a big piece of land, a small building, and they didn't care. So you had an abundance of parking. And now we're filling in, and the city is realizing, well, now we can evaluate. We don't need quite so much, that's what you're saying. Some cities still don't have enough parking because they, yeah. So we were blessed, and what you're doing is like refining what we had.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Max, anything?
Just that very good presentation. And the part that got me is because we see it right in our neighborhoods is these, like the Walmart shopping center down the street here on Nellis, where they did exactly that. They hodgepodge pads in there, and it's a nightmare. And it's just not well designed. And if this helps alleviate that, I know it won't fix this mess, but in the future, good idea.
With your help.
Thank you.
I have a couple of comments real briefly. This is such a complex issue, and over the years I've been involved in parking and traffic studies. Every zoning district is different. Everyone's got a different set of problems and a different set of possibilities. You know, we have problems in our residential areas with on-street parking, with overloading the vehicles on compact lots, and, you know, going on to shopping centers here, you know, it's a whole different set of problems. Circulation, you know, out parcels, those kinds of things. So I won't attempt to go through all that stuff, but I will say that, I can see where this is merited, and I would also want to know, since this is an informational item and for the board, and after all this study is done and it goes back to you guys, then it will be brought forward as a proposed change to the actual ordinance. Is that correct? And at that time, you will open it up for public comment. Or how's that going to work? Because right now there's no public comment being requested or accepted at the time board level.
Well, actually, this is supposed to be your comment. It's not supposed to be informational. We're looking for your recommendation and direction.
So well, it says informational items. It's agendized that way. And.
But it says it for possible action.
For possible action.
Yeah, possible action. That would be You can interpret that a couple different ways.
Yes. Possible action. What we've asked from every town board is give us some direction. Some have said absolutely not. Some have said go forward, move forward. Others have said, here's our schedule. Our schedule basically is talking to all the town boards, and the intent is once we collect all the information from the town board, which is in a form of a direction, yes or no, move forward, or we don't like this part.
Okay, let me interrupt you, though. But I don't think the town board can do this in a vacuum, okay? And I don't think that there's enough problems and enough opportunities for solving those problems where, every one of us has their own preferences and problems when we use parking lots. The strip's a whole different issue in the resort corridor, because now they're charging for parking. That alone may drive down the parking requirements, at least from the locals. All right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good things that go along with that, like encouraging the use of mass transit. Okay. So I see the trends, and I would encourage that also. But then when you get into lower zoning classifications or commercial C2, industrial, those kinds of things, and residential specifically, that impacts every citizen, every taxpayer. I think there's a lot of people that would give you a lot of input on what they like about the way the parking works and the ordinances and stuff. And I don't know if you're relying on your consultant to sort all that out, because to me, a traffic and parking study or a parking study doesn't really do that. They take traffic counts, they look at zoning, they look at the ordinance, and they package it and they give it back to you, okay? And so, I'm not sure personally, and I won't speak for the other board members, but I'm not sure personally the 30%, okay, maybe it's a good idea, maybe it's not. Maybe it's a better idea if you let them trade it like tax credits. If you give them the 30% and you let them spend them in the future on another project. I don't know. My question is, each one of these is project specific, right? But if you give the 30% across the board, then each project's also in a different context. I just want to be sure that 30% works in all cases,
The 30% was just for the resorts.
Right, I understand that.
Basically, we did do a lot of public outreach to the stakeholders, like shopping center builders. They all came. We've had almost 4 meetings. Everybody's been invited to comment from the resorts, really, we didn't touch the neighbor.
What I'm hearing is you went to the owners and you went to the developers. But what I'm talking about is the people that actually use the facilities and the public. And, maybe they ought to be considered. It's one thing to just, deal with the developers and say, oh, they know what they're doing and that kind of thing without having any input. And I'm not sure that you'd get the response. I'm just saying, so far, this is the second time this has come back, I haven't heard a lot of discussion about talking to the people that use the parking. All right. So just a comment. That's it. I thank you for your presentation. And go ahead, Earl.
I could add on to something else.
Sure, go ahead.
I might be thinking too far in advance, but I can imagine the planning department planning for like new developments consistent with what they've already got going. Because I've lived there since 61, I've been real estate licensed since 76, so I've seen a lot of development. And what I can envision is our town is filling in. I saw when there was a tiny town, and as it's filling in, it's running out of land. And what happens in bigger cities, and it's happened even here already. I remember when there used to be old Charleston Plaza Mall back in the 60s. That was pretty much torn down and rebuilt. And the Boulevard Mall had a huge addition put on it long ago. And I'm thinking now of one in Salt Lake City, a store. It was a Smith's in downtown between the University of Utah in downtown Salt Lake. There's a Smith store, and now they have underground parking. They made it into like a super Smith, like a super Walmart, where they have the groceries on the bottom floor, and then they had a second floor with all the dry goods, you know, the lawnmowers and refrigerators and all this kind of stuff was on the second floor. So the developers repurposed the same lot for twice the building, and you know. I guess you're not even thinking of that kind of stuff happening to the city, but eventually the city's going to morph into that. Like, you know, New York, the stores are several stories tall. And, you know, that's what happens. They run out of land.
It's baby steps.
Baby steps, yeah.
It's baby steps because there's always been land here. It's hard for people
right.
to kind of envision
exactly.
Infill development and kind of trying to make that work. So, yes, and I understand what you're saying as well. Because it was a study, there were a lot of people involved, and there's been some public input. We've opened it up, and that's why we even come to the town boards, because we know people come to the town boards as well, and they would hear it. People have called staff to ask questions about it. There are people out there who think it's already even an ordinance. And so we do have a schedule, and the schedule is to introduce it. And with any ordinance, it's also published. So we've had a lot of comment on it. And when, just to clarify, when a consultant is hired, and this is the third year, when a consultant is hired, they prepare the information and bring it to us. And RTC actually got the money for the consultants, because this all ties into Smart Grid and transportation and all that. We look at it, we deal with this every day. So we look at it and say, no, we don't think so. Believe me, there was a lot they proposed that would work in Salt Lake, that would work in San Francisco. And we basically said, no, you don't know our town, we know it a little better. So we had to go in and massage and say, they're not gonna agree to this. People are not gonna. And when the stakeholders came in and the public that have given us comments, they said no. And we know that we're not ready for all the things a different city is ready for. We kind of look at where we are. We look at the politics of it and all of that before we've gotten to this point. So there's been a lot of massaging and telling the consultants that we don't think this will work.
Well, I hope you're doing better. I'm thinking now of downtown Las Vegas. They just built a movie theater. Do you even know that new one?
Yeah, the Galaxy.
Yeah. Where's all the parking for that? You know, that's
well, we could beat this up for a long time, because I can tell you, you know, having worked 36 years in this town, everything I've worked with has involved traffic and parking. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a universal expectation from a developer standpoint and from a landowner standpoint on just the ownership right of the person that owns the land, has the right to expect full use of that land in the zone relative, and they want guidelines as this is how much parking I get, or this is how much you're gonna make me provide. And there's economic consequences to that. On the other hand, if there's a consistent entitlement to parking that's associated with each and every use and each and every development, eventually that impacts traffic and circulation. And so when you have things like the new stadium coming online, I assume that if you pass these new regulations, they get an automatic 30% reduction. Okay, well, that's kind of what I'm hearing, you know. I don't think there's like kind of a one size fits all, and that's what worries me. I think it's good sometimes to examine things on a case-by-case basis. That's just an opinion. Again, I don't have an opinion or a motion to suggest. I'll entertain some suggestions from the board about how do we want to approach this. Do you want to approach this, as an action from the board at a future date before her deadline?
I would agree with whoever staff is recommending.
So basically you're capitulating.
They're doing the study. Well, they did the study, and we just have to trust.
Okay. I don't agree with that, but that's okay. Anybody else have an idea?
Well, I happen to think it's a good plan. I heard what you said, that the 30% reduction is already an automatic reduction. You're just
for the resorts only.
Yes, ma'am. And I think it's a good plan. And I move that we endorse it.
There's a motion on the floor that we endorse the plan that she's presented. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Let the record reflect. 3 ayes, 1 nay. The motion carries. That brings us to item 2, and we have an issue. Public Works was supposed to give us a road project update tonight. They are unable to attend, so item number 2 will be scheduled at a future town board meeting. There's no date specific for that, right?
June 1st.
Okay, so item number 2 will be rescheduled to be heard by the town board on June 1st at our meeting. Okay, so that brings up item number 6 in our planning and zoning. First item is to be heard by the Planning Commission on 5-2 of 17. Item DR-0199-17. Ambrosio and Leticia Aguilar. Design review for proposed office warehouse building on 0.9 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone. AE-65 APZ2 zone. Generally located on the south side of Judson Avenue and the east side of Lamont Street alignment within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present for this?
Yep. Good evening. Edgar Montalvo, 8513 Danza del Sol Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, A9128, on the behalf of the owner. Can I put this right
you
here?
May.
Basically what it is on this property, they already have an approval on 2005, the previous owner, but they have a condition that they're supposed to do something on 2 years or it will expire. So the new owner is trying to do his own design. He's keeping the driveway and the way that they have it before approved. So basically what he has is 2,400 square foot building, metal building with a stucco, and he's planning to have a second phase for warehouse, basically that's what it is. So they have the parking on the front, some on the side. This is gonna be used for a concrete company that he owns. Pretty much everything is gonna be stored on the inside. They have a small office area. Basically they use it. It's a small company, said that there is no people working currently on the company other than them. And the mornings they organize it and they go to the job sites. So one of the important things to let you know is that we will not store anything on the outside. Probably they will park some of the trucks and the trailers with some of the forms that they're gonna be using and the daily stuff that they're gonna be used. But most of the stuff that is gonna be inside, because the area, if we leave it on the outside, probably will get lost. So the other thing that we have here is we're gonna have a 10-foot high security fence, which is compound on 8-foot CMU decorative wall and 2 feet of security wire on the top, which is allowed by the code. And pretty much that's what it is. We have a first phase, second phase. We don't know when it's gonna be built, but we're just showing it and probably it might happen.
Second phase will be stucco as well, not metal?
Same thing, yeah.
Does that conclude your presentation? Yep. Okay, I'll open it up for comments from the public. Seeing none, I'll close comments from the public, open up for comments from the board.
This is Judson, and this is Lamont.
What's the closest major street from Judson?
I'm not sure.
What's the major cross street?
I think it's Nellis.
Oh, Judson?
Yeah.
Okay, you got Nellis.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're only about a block from Mellis, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's one of these lots?
This one.
This one right here?
Yeah, this one.
So where's the park and the old fire station?
Well, that's far north.
Okay. Okay, we're further south here.
The old fire station, you mean?
On Judson.
Oh, That's way east, right?
I'm just trying to get a location ordinance.
Yeah, the park is over at Shiloh.
No. There's a little parklet and a swimming pool.
Oh, that would be up by where Triller Estates.
It's right off of East Lake View and Judson.
Kind of, Pat, this is Mario. Judson and Nell.
No, I don't have my thing here. So this is where this is where the overhead would be helpful to me, to get oriented for where this is.
I didn't go out that far in my airports.
Yeah, and I didn't have a chance to actually get out here. And I'm not going to take the time to go over it right now.
What are these adjacent to the east?
This is some apartment service. Yeah. So we have some buffering here. That's what we're using, buffering. And actually, we don't need this on this side, but we're going to be using it anyhow, just for aesthetical stuff. And over here, we have some miles on the center. We only need also 5 feet. We're given 6 feet. Sorry.
Okay, other comments from the board?
Is this all going to be paved?
No, on the second phase, this is going to be just type 2.
That'll be paved?
Yes.
Oh. Is there circulation that's going to take place on that before the second phase?
Mm-hmm.
Max, anything?
Just motion to approve following staff recommendations.
I have a comment. Hold on there, Baba Louie. Okay. I want to read into the record these current planning conditions, preliminary staff conditions. Staff is recommending approval for this. You were probably aware of that. Current planning design review for future phase. No gathering of individuals in an area that would result in an average density of greater than 25 persons per acre during a 24-hour period, not to exceed 50 persons. Certificate of occupancy and our business license shall not be issued without final zoning inspection. Applicant is advised that a substantial change in circumstances or regulations warrant denial or added conditions to an extension of time. Extension of time may be denied if the project has not been commenced or is no substantial work towards completion within the time specified. Public Works Developmental Review, full off-site drainage study compliance, and traffic study and compliance. condition that I was given that Commissioner wants to ensure that the contractor, it says installing 18-inch reuse water line.
No.
What's that say?
I told you to ignore my scribbles and just read the email.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's from a different, I thought, was on the phone.
That's why I was confused with it. Okay, all right.
Oh my God.
She got me confused. Okay. That the applicant agreed to security cameras 24/7 to be used in conjunction with Metro.
Oh yeah, sure, no problem.
So that you're acceptable. That's acceptable.
Yeah, okay. Of course. That will be
that's
beneficial
why
for us too.
Okay. Don't do that. Here. Okay.
Just the email, Jim.
Yeah.
She's like, hands me that. I'm like, look at this. Like, what? You know. Okay, so you agree to the security cameras, so that condition is...
Well, we have to install it on the front or for the whole property, you know?
It doesn't
well,
say.
Well, we probably...
Oh,
later.
Color office. Yes.
It would be done probably within,
I will assume then, because the area and because what they have there, probably they will... It will be a good idea. They have all the wire around and stuff like that, so it's for some reason.
But you're going to be the one that monitors it. Metro doesn't monitor
yeah,
the security
fine.
Cameras.
It's okay.
So, okay. All right, with that, I'll go ahead and I guess I can just go ahead and act on Max's motion. You want to restate your motion?
Move to approve based on staff recommendations.
Okay. Motion to approve based on all staff's recommendations. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Opposed? None. Motion carries. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, that brings up item two on the agenda. For sub two under item six, planning and zoning, which is 05317 Board of County Commissioners. Here, NZC-0249-14, ET-0036-17, Lamb Lot, LLC. It's a zone change, first extension of time to reclassify 1.3 acres from RE, Rural Estates Residential, zone to C1, local business zone. Design review for a retail building, generally located on the north side of Sahara Avenue, 290 feet west of Lamb Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present for this?
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Okay, so seeing the applicant is not present and this is the last item on the agenda, I would make a motion that we hold this and reschedule it.
For the April 27th meeting?
Yeah, for the next meeting, and somebody should follow up with the applicant and tell them they missed their item. Do we need a motion on that to reschedule it?
Motion for a two-week
hold. Okay,
hold.
I make a motion to reschedule it for the April
27th
agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. That brings us to the end of our planning and zoning agenda, and we come up with item number seven, which is general business, and there is none according to the agenda. So,
well, I did, if anybody's interested, get a neighborhood meeting or notice of a neighborhood meeting that's going to be on April 19th at the Bob Price Community Rec Center regarding application PRE00016-16. Do you know about that?
So that's more of an informational item, since she wasn't agendized. Or do you have to be agendized on that?
Like meet in Moon Lane, somebody's completing a project there.
So it's a pre-application meeting.
Yeah, for the neighbors.
Yeah, it's a pre-application meeting.
19th at 5:30.
Bob Price.
And it's a project meeting, and so you can assume that they would have all gotten cards within their perimeter.
Yes, the applicant sends
the
applicant sends.
Okay, so the stakeholders were all notified that that's going to take place.
And it's their meeting when they send. So this
right.
is something they
but send. They eventually will come to us.
Yeah,
yes,
when
most likely.
The application,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a pre-application meeting. What the developers sometimes do
for what?
A zone change request for a discount retail store, a drive-through type restaurant, and future shop space. That will provide nearby families an inexpensive nearby option to purchase household goods, food, and services. It's Lim Lane and Lake Mead.
Okay. Any other general business? None? Okay. So we'll move on to item number eight. This is open comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board, council's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the agenda. You're limited to 3 minutes. So anybody from the general public that has any comments, tell us how your day went.
Can I just ask a quick question?
That if you stand and identify yourself.
Todd Moulton, 6681 Painted Morning Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 9142. That public works meeting was changed to June 1st. Okay. That just one, I didn't write it down, just wanted to make sure I wrote that down. Thank you.
We're equally excited to hear their stories, so.
Well, I mean, I don't want any other surprises like another roundabout popping up, so, I mean, just some things, you know, so that we can get some communication in different places.
How about three more roundabouts?
Well, I know those are in the works as well, so.
That's right.
There's been talk about it, so.
You know, we don't know anything till Public Works tells us this is true. Okay. If that's seeing any more comments by the general public, seeing none, I'll close general public comments. Next item on the agenda is to set the next meeting date, April 27th, 2017. That being established, I will entertain a motion for adjournment. Motion to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye. Anybody else want a copy of this meeting notice?